the Utah Democratic Party filed a Government Records Access Management Appeal, or GRAMA appeal, to the state's Legislative Record Committee to waive some of the fees for roughly 14,000 pages of requested redistricting records, claiming the party was given an inaccurate cost total.
They said $5,000. We paid them $5,000. Then 3 months later, they said, come and pick up the documents. We go to pick up the documents. It's now another $9,000.
That's Joe Hatch, National Committeeman for the Utah Democratic Party and the acting attorney for the appeal. Hatch says redistricting is one of the most important functions of the legislature, and regardless of the fees charged for the records, he and his party believe the documents should be free and easily accessible to the public.
It would be a huge victory for transparency, and it would be a huge victory for the Utah public to find out exactly what happened during redistricting so that they can take a look and read all the documents and see what's going on.
Robert Reese with the Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel says the initial $5,000 fee was only an estimate and that fees often change depending on the record size. Utah Republican Party Executive Director Ivan Dubois says his party paid $2,300 for their requested redistricting records and that Democrats also need to be accountable for the request that they made.
There are responsible ways to go about this. The way that the Democrats did it was very irresponsible, and now they're asking the taxpayers to pay for their request, which was in direct contrast with what the Republican Party did, where we made a request and we paid for it.
Utah Democratic Party Chair Jim DeBacchus says the appeal ultimately isn't about the fees. He says the Democratic Party just wants to make all the redistricting records available to the public.
Those thousands of pages of documents are there. They have been done. The research has been done. They're sitting in tubs. The public has a right to look at those documents and to see what's in there. Maybe there's nothing in there, but the Republicans are sure going to some length to make sure the public doesn't see them.
The committee voted 3-1 for a continuance of the appeal, allowing the Democratic Party to gather more public testimony on why its fees should be waived and the documents made free to the public. The committee expects to meet again later this month. I'm Charlotte Duren, KCPW News.